with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Senate has confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. The final vote, 52-48. Senator Mitch McConnell was the sole Republican to oppose Kennedy and vote no. Meanwhile, a Senate panel advances the nomination of President Trump's nominee for FBI director. Reporter Bernie Bennett has that story.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted Thursday on Kash Patel's nomination to serve as FBI director in the Trump administration after postponing the vote for 1 week.
The vote of 12 to 10, the nomination will be favorably reported to the floor.
Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa announced the vote in committee. Members were allowed to make statements on the vote after. The vote of 12 to 10 will be reported to the Senate floor so that the whole body can vote on the nomination. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, European leaders are reacting to President Trump's announcement of conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the Ukraine war.
The U.S. has already promised Russia two things it wants: to retain Ukrainian territory it captured and not to have NATO on its doorstep by allowing Ukraine to join. Mr. Trump has announced he'll meet Vladimir Putin to discuss the conflict, but he may now find himself short of bargaining chips. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has also weighed in, warning against peace being imposed on Ukraine.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss. Ukrainian President Zelensky and Mr. Trump also had a phone conversation yesterday. Rain has begun falling in California, where an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy downpours, winds, and flooding to areas that were ravaged by wildfires. Meanwhile, Portland, Oregon, coating its street with liquid anti-icer, while officials open emergency shelters to prepare for snow and ice on Thursday. This is SRN News. The Border Czar answers the Pope.
Tom Holman runs the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he is not pleased with sharp criticism of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens lodged by Pope Francis. Speaking to reporters this week, Holman asked of the Pope, quote, "He's got walls around the Vatican, does he not? But we can't have one. In fact, Vatican City has massive 40-foot high walls that are 1,200 years old. Ironically, they were first built to keep out Muslims." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Sydney's Bankstown Hospital is examining its patient records after a nurse claimed online to have killed Israelis. Officials say there is no evidence of actual harm to patients. There has been a surge of anti-Semitic activity in Australia over the past 3 months. Several synagogues and other Jewish installations have been attacked in Sydney and also in Melbourne. This is SRN News. And in other news, European leaders are reacting to Donald Trump's announcement of conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the Ukraine war. And also, Attorney General Pam Bondi went after New York leaders over the state's immigration policies. NASA working on a plan to bring back astronauts who have been stranded at the International Space Station for more than 8 months now.
In an update on Wednesday, the agency said the goal is to start bringing the astronauts back to Earth as soon as March 12th. The date is several weeks earlier than the previously scheduled return time. The two have been stuck at the International Space Station since June, when their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe to return. SpaceX is expected to help with that return flight. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.